And you can keep the cards and letters coming in. They know where to get a hold of me. And keep calling. Don't get discouraged. There's only one Cousin Al. I only can answer one line at a time. We got five lines coming in here. So, you know, take it easy. We're trying to get Rocket Man to do that, but he won't do it. Side Saddle called and said howdy and want you folks not to forget the Santa Cruz Brewgrass Society. And you can get a hold of them. I think they're in the phone book over there in Santa Cruz. And keep that going and the fiddlers and all of that stuff. But enough. We got to play some more music. Here's the second record I played on my when I went on the radio a long time ago. And this is for Steve Donnell, a young banjo picker. Holiday Picking. What does that mean?
That's the name of the tune by the Stanley Brothers.
Oh, it is? Oh, Ralph Stanley. Kick it off with Ralph Stanley. We don't have very many commercials, so I'm going to try to keep it as brief as I can. I'm coming up with a list here of folks that have worked here at Fat Friends, and I'll read it off to you in just a minute when we get it posted. But until then, do you have it there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some of them.
You know, I've been on this station for many, many, many years, and it's just been some of the finest times of my life thus far. And it's not entirely over, but, you know, we're in touch with most of these folks. But just listen to this list of folks that have been on Fat Radio. Laura Ellen, of course. Travis T. Hip, Sister Tiny. Tara Lynn. Big Tara Lynn Thomas. Boy, it showed me a lot of songs. Miss Sully. Old Brother Gordy. The Rocket. Uncle Sherman. Annie Oakley. Gary Fowler. Ricky Nagel. Kenny Greenberg. Jeff Legg. Never forget Jeff Legg. Robin. Lori Nelson, GM here for a while, and we didn't get the best of her either. Miss Teresa, traffic lady for a long time. Rebecca, Weird Harold, Brother Mavis, Buffalo Bob, showed me more about rock and roll than Buffalo Bob. One of the finest, for sure. Ozone Ranger showed me a lot of good stuff. Cozy, remember her with Travis in the morning? And, of course, there was Kramer and, who's this? Renee and Woodge and Marianne and Jocelyn and Kathy and Joe Dell and Geneva and, oh, yeah, y'all remember Killer and his baseball team? Yeah, we got a star first baseman, left-handed, right-handed fielder here. Yeah, the Rocket. Remember watching Rocket play baseball? Jeez, it's like watching two seals wrestle in the mud. Use me for second base. Mad Dog Madeline, Bob McLean, sometimes known as Sternwheel.
Oh, Harvey Sternwheeler.
Harvey Sternwheeler, yes, Harvey Sternwheeler. Belinda, Belinda's still here. Miss Jane, Alan Basinger, and Chris Nelson. And I think we left other folks out of there, but that's the way it is, friends. Just think, all of those shows are still carrying on in space there, and somebody will pick them up and charge for them. Right, Rocket? And they'll call Rocket Man and wonder where in the hell that guy came from. But we got to continue on. You're listening to KFAT Gilroy. I'm Cousin Al, playing bluegrass here for you as fast as I can. Here's Ralph Stanley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's one more we'd especially like to do for you. This one's entitled Let the Church Roll On. Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord, let the church roll on.
There's a deacon in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And he won't do right.
Oh, my Lord.
What shall we do?
Turn him out, kick him out, and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on. There's a drunkard in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
And he won't do right.
Oh, my Lord.
What shall we do?
Take his liquor and pour it out and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord. Let the church roll on.
Women in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
Got paint on their face.
Oh, my Lord.
What shall we do?
Take some water and wash it off and let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord. Let the church roll on.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord.
Let the church roll on.
Oh, my Lord. Let the church roll on.
Oh, it's so fine. That's the Stanley Brothers and Let the Church Roll On. And before that, of course, was Flat and Scruggs doing the very same thing, letting the church roll on. And Stanley Brothers kicked it off here on the Fat One. I'm Cousin Al. We're just trying to play some music for you and keep you going. Some of the names that I mean, there's been a lot of folks working here. Some of the names that I didn't get the last time, some more of the folks that have contributed to the Fat Sound overall, one way or another, either by being here or supporting us or, like, you know, helping us out. Like Fuba Wuba John has done my show two or three times, and Amy's done it, and Dallas has done it, and Richard Johnson up at Griffin Instruments has done it. Kevin Corky and Stevie Hogel has helped Fat in many, 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 many ways. And, of course, Gary Follop. Mark DeCook. Mark DeCook works right down the street, is on Kazoo over there in Monterey Bay on Wednesday mornings. And Mark has worked here many times. Glenn Thompson for many things. Eric Levitt is here with me tonight. Helped many, many times. So, and one of the greatest, Bob Simmons. Bob Simmons put on Fat Fries for many years, did the Edie I'm In hot tubs, and you know, it's just some more names. I don't know. We probably come up with some more. Gilbert, I forgot. Of course, Chewing the Fat. You can't forget Gilbert. I was on with him this morning. First time in my life. So finally got on Chewing the Fat. Always wanted to be on Chewing the Fat. I wanted to tell about my life, but he wouldn't let me do it. And because, you know, we only had 2 minutes, and what can I do in 2 minutes? Get through with it. So that's what the names mean. Oh, yeah. How could anybody forget Frisco? One of the finest production men ever. And Dale Evans. We didn't mention Dale Evans. Too Tall Turner. Chris Taylor. Amy. Dallas. The current crew. Who did I leave off the current crew? That's about... Well, if we come up with something else, we'll let you know, friends. I don't even have a spot to go on now. Yes, I do. I got a little something here from our friend.
All right, troopers. That's it for another week. I assume that I will see you again a week from now, providing the ownership and format, call letters, and everything else haven't changed.
Okay. Now, I gotta play. We got a couple of requests here. This next set. We got a guy up in Idaho. A horse fell on Brother Gordon up there in Idaho, and his brother or cousin or friend is recording the show, so we got to hope you get better. Don't stay under them horses, though. The damn things are heavy, Gordon. And Brother Lambert. Brother Lambert has been listening to Cousin Al for many, many, many years, and he does love a gospel, so we thought we would play a gospel number or two tonight, as you noticed, and this set is no exception. Stanley Brothers.
In the Bible we are told how that Jesus saved our soul. In John 3:16 you can find how God gave his only son. Jesus died for everyone. Life eternal we can win through him divine. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to save the world from sin, from strife. These words and read today. Teach yourself the Bible way. Do not fool around, but win eternal life. God shouts down his blessed love. If they put their trust in him, they'll make the goal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to save the world from sin, from strife. Read these words and read today. Teach yourself the Bible way. Do not fool around, but win eternal life.
you're long gone this time. My home is broken, you wrecked my young life. You left me here all alone to cry. These tears that are falling will soon dry away. Someday, darling, you'll have to pay. No, I'm not living, I only exist. How much longer can I go on like this? You broke my heart and tortured my mind. I knew you were no good right from the start. My friends all told me that you'd break my heart. When you're roaming and you're rambling, they ain't the truth. You pay for love like I have. I've lost you, darling. You're long gone this time. I've lost you, darling. You're long gone this time.
Oh, oh.
But friends, don't blame it all on Olar, because he has been working on his banjo.
He's been working on his banjo all the livelong day. He's been working on his banjo. We wish he'd go away. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Orville appreciates that. We're going to do something now that we feel it is our duty as technicians.
No, you can't do that. I'm just won't let you do that. I forget his name, but I won't let him do that. Oh, yes, Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale something here, friends. So let's turn over here to Sunnyvale. Oh, yes. And who do we have there? That's the kinky world of the Geese and Slaw Brothers, as Dale Evans once said. Al cornered the market on Geese and Slaw Brothers albums. Why? I don't know why. Jimmy Martin and Ralph Stanley out of an album that I just got a hold of myself. And as you can hear, that was so fine. They sing well together. And that Jimmy Martin got them G-runs down real good, don't he, Eric? The Stanley Brothers kicked it off here. You're listening to The Fat One with Cousin Al. Sunnyvale Pet Villa has a special message for all our friends and customers. In this time of celebration and new beginnings, we'd like to take the time to give you our best wishes. May the new year find you and yours safe and sound. Our prayers are with you. Thank you. And best holiday wishes from Sunnyvale Pet Villa. Hey, Brother Matthew's up here with us tonight. Miss Colleen is here, and Ms. Laurie, and we're just kind of, you know, doing it for the last time this year. Well, let's see. We got that out of the way. I told you there wasn't much here in the way of commercial announcements tonight. However, you never can trust what a DJ says, right? Rolling right along. Out of a very, very rare album. This album cost a record collector $40. And just 2 years ago, you know, and I mean, if this guy played $40 for this record, it means it must be worth $100 or $150. And it's a Jim and Jesse epic album called Berry Picking Time. And it's an album of Jim and Jesse doing Chuck Berry. There were only 2,000 copies printed. They weren't supposed to be released because of some... Chuck got a little upset he wasn't getting enough. You know, he wanted $5 an album, and Jim and Jesse said they could only give him two, and something like that. You know how that is. So, but here it is, a very rare Jim and Jesse album, Berry Picking Time.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done start back doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, we were bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done start back doing the things you used to do. Pulled up to 104, the Ford got hot, couldn't do no more. Done got cloudy and started to rain. I tooted my horn for a passing lane. The rainwater running all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done start back on the things you used to do. The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110, a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like it's setting still. I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? It done start back doing the things you used to do.
Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountains. She's
my little Georgia rose.
Come and listen to my story, the story that I know is true. My little rose had bloomed in Georgia with the hair of gold and the hearts of truth. Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountains. Little Georgia rose. Her mother left her with another, a carefree lad. Lady, the one her mother couldn't stand. Way down in the rich mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountains. She's my little Georgia rose.
From far away, the day stole night till the break of day, when the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pete was ready to go. Playing even about sundown, how on the hills of the town, Uncle Pete played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and money called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lane. To me, that's where fiddling begins. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hills above the town, rock a pin, play the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill above the town, Uncle Ben played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
And like I say, tune around on Sunday night. Don't give up, friends. I'm like Horse Bucky. I'm everywhere. You know what I mean? We'll get it back sometime. Somebody said to play something that I really liked. And again, about the third record I played, the very first time I was on the air was the Dillards. And the Dillards and Flat and Scruggs got to be right up there, if not my all-time favorite. So, I got one to go on there, Eric. I have to play the Dillards. And this, I think, is one of the finest. The Dillards act was probably the finest music act in show business at that time. I mean, they were funny. They were excellent musicians. They were fresh. And they were fine. Listen to this.
This song is a folk song that you've probably heard done lots of times before. It's about a dog, and the name of the song is Old Blue. And Rodney does a pretty good job of singing this, but I would like to say one thing. He may not sing it the way you're used to, because we didn't know it was ever done any other way except ours till last year, and we heard Joan Baez sing this at a festival we played at, and she had everybody crying and frothing at the mouth, and Rodney bit Pete Seeger on the leg, and... It's just a real emotional and moving experience about this old dog. But this song, we do a lot different, and I think it's because we got a little different attitude about dogs down home. I know we got a lot different attitude about dogs than they do in Los Angeles, because we don't, you know, shave them up in little balls like they do in Beverly Hills and dye them lavender and stuff. And you may not know this, we don't put rhinestone collars on them too much. You know, if there's a rhinestone collar to spare around the house, it went on Mommy. Dogs are a status symbol down home. And you need four or five of them in the summertime, laying out there in the front yard, scratching for the tourists and all. Well, I started to tell you, though, I think the real reason we do this song so much different is we got privies down home. I don't know if you know what those are. If not, lots of luck. They're a little, kind of a little pine shed, usually, which sits about 100 yards out behind the house in the Ozarks, which in the wintertime is, of course, 100 yards too far. But in the summertime, it's about 100 yards too near. And it's like everything else, you have to have sort of a compromise there. And the thing is, people run foxhounds down there. Well, a foxhound, I don't even know what that is either, but these hounds run in packs of 10 or 20. And they don't have any sense. They're just like, you know. And they'll run. They won't just run all night. They'll run for a week until finally their paws give out, you know, and they get starved to death and cold, and especially in the winter, and they'll lay up in the first place they can find that's out of the wind, which, if you've left the door open, is your privy. And you talk about something will shake your day up. This has happened to all of us at different times. You have to get up maybe in the middle of a cold winter night, a little skiff of snow on the ground, and everything outside, of course, just slicker and deer guts on a doorknob. And you have to go out there for some reason or another, you know. And let me put it this way. If you're up that time in the morning in that kind of weather, it's an emergency thing with you. And you get out there to the privy, finally, through maybe 5 or 6 inches of snow, and you open the door, and here's a big blue tick hound of somebody's curled up in there going, like he built it. And I'll tell you, the long and the short of it is, I figure that anybody that's been growled out of their own privy 5 or 6 times in the winter is not going to sing Old Blue like Joan Baez did.
Good morning to you. dog, you blue, blue, you good dog, you. I dug his grave with a silver spade, laid him down with a golden shade. Well, when he gets a happy curse, I'll do. I'll grab my horn and pull for blue. Blue, blue, you good dog, you. Blue, blue, you good dog, you. Dog you, blue, blue, you good dog you. Blue, blue, you good dog you. Blue, blue, you good dog you. Slip it on you. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I run to the rock, hide my face. Rock right out, no hiding place. No hiding place down here. I
I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. Pitch my tent on the old campground. Give old Satan one more round. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I run to the rock, hide my face. Rock right out, no hiding place. No hiding place down here.
Yeah. Cliff Waldron and New Shades of Grass and... one of his, I think that's his first gospel album, right after the album called Traveling Light. And I believe that's Ben Eldridge and Mike Aldridge there, respectively, on banjo and dobro, along with that big guy playing bass. I'll never forget what's his name. What's that big guy bass player? I played for Bill. He's with Bill Harrell, and I met him finally. One of the finest guys and bass players there is. Right. I know you can't think of him right now, Eric, but... Randall Collins before that, and we kicked it off with the Dillards out of the album called Dillards Live, still available, made in 1965, and it's still available, and you ought to pick it up. I know you're going to enjoy it. Listen to Cousin Al on The Bluegrass Show, Cousin Al's Bluegrass Show.
Remember the Strawberry Bluegrass Festival? It's one old acquaintance that should not be forgotten. Bluegrass music floating into the Sierra sunset, glowing campfires, and fatheads singing in the moonlight. For fatheads and club fat folk who were there, it was unforgettable. For those who missed it, we'll be doing it again in a better location. You know, all good things don't have to end. The 1983 Strawberry Bluegrass Festival is already in the planning stages. A warm thanks to all you fatheads who came, and a special invitation to fat folks to attend in 1983. We'll try to find you and let you know the details in the next few months. Right now, here's an address you can write to for more information, and the first 100 people who contact the festival folks will receive a free 1982 Strawberry Bluegrass T-shirt. Yes, indeed. Fine-looking things. The address is Strawberry Bluegrass Festival, P.O. Box 210, Modesto, California, 95353. To all the fatheads, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Strawberry Bluegrass Festival.
That really was a real fine festival. I met a lot of fine folks, got to pick around a campfire, and say they're looking for another place. I don't know what happens at those kind of things. Those kind of things happen. That's the way it goes. Rolling right along here. Oh, I know what I want to say. Howdy to the Foggy Mountain Cloggers. And all of them folks, you know, Les and Fran and Arliss and Barbara. They're a part of the CBA also, so... it is through the CBA that we can keep, we will keep together, but, you know, it's just fat that's dying, not the people, friends, not the people, just the station. And, you know, something as good as this, it'll go away, but it'll be back in some form. The Stanley Brothers out of a very rare album called Hard Times, and a song that's been requested by all kinds of people tonight, friends, so I'll keep my promise. Here it is.
Bring my baby back.